All right, brothers and sisters, we're back in the book of Ephesians, back into that wonderful sixth chapter, and praise be to God, back into the whole armor of God. And we'll go ahead and pick it up again from the 10th verse, and we'll read through the 18th verse. I would almost encourage you, till Jesus come, just break out the Bible or read this every day. I think it's wonderful to keep this in remembrance. This is so important. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. And in the power of His might, put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood. See, it's not about us. It's not. It's not against you. It's not against me. It's not that. It's the enemy and what he tries to sow. And it is discord amongst the saints, and that's his specialty. For we wrestle not against the flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand, therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And this will be our text tonight. And take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. And tonight we've come to the helmet of salvation, and praise God for that precious helmet. And lest we ever forget as we go on, as with this helmet, as with anything with God, there is no earning it, there is no deserving it, there is no meriting it. It is all by grace, and listen to His words, take it. Come and take it, and take it freely. Here it is. He's just offering it to us, brothers and sisters. And this is the final cut. He says, finally, my brethren, you need it. And I want you to have it. And praise God again and again and again for His undying love, His undying mercy, and His undying desire to finish the good work that He has begun in you. To have us finish fighting this good fight of faith, brothers and sisters. And to win. To win. Not just compete, but to win. Not just to finish, but to finish with joy. That our joy may be full, complete, fully furnished. Praise be to God. And the winner of the hand in marriage is going to be the race runner that finishes with full joy. We know that. God has put that before us. Now, often when we hear of this helmet, I think we maybe would first think of protection. And that is true. And you think of the protection a helmet gives you, and especially the vital things that this helmet, even in the natural, would protect. It protects our mind and our thoughts. And if you think about this in the natural, the body is governed by our brain, whether it's our speech, our sight, our reflexes, even the very beating of our heart. It's all governed by this mind. And it's no coincidence, brothers and sisters, that God, in His tender mercy, He encourages us and pleads with us to submit to the head of the eternal body. Jesus Christ is the head of the mystical body of Christ. I know often many try to put themselves up there. Religions try to put up different things, that there would be this mediator or this intercessor. Let me tell you something. There is but one mediator between God and man, and that is the Lord Christ Jesus. And He told you and you alone to go boldly to the throne of grace, to find that help, to receive the mercy and the grace. Because praise be to God, He has made us needy. And needy of one thing, and that's Him. His fellowship, His love, His tenderness. Isn't it wonderful, the tender mercies that we receive from Him? Whatever the need may be. Lots of times it's from guilt. Lots of times it's from pain. Lots of times it's from loneliness, longings, all of these different things. But then finally, it's just the need of Him. You know, it's just the need of Him. to say, Jesus, I just want to be with you. And praise the Lord that it's that wonderful Spirit of God that unites us and joins Him to us. And we go in freely into that wondrous throne room to sup with Him. Now you think about this wonderful head that we have in Christ and the mind that He gives us, and a mind who has stayed upon Him, He says He keeps in perfect peace. And we all know that, brothers and sisters, don't we? The only time we begin to fret is when our minds are not stayed upon Him. I was thinking of faith. Do you know in faith we're always victorious? Do you know in faith we never fail? Isn't that just amazing? Isn't that wonderful? But how could we not? Because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. When we believe this Word, it works effectually for us. Praise His name. It works effectually in us, brothers and sisters. And it is for us, and this Word is for us. This is the God who tells us to lean not unto our own understanding, but in all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths. We know this. This helmet, brothers and sisters, as we read here, I believe is the very mind of Christ. That He says, let this mind be in you that was also in Jesus Christ. I love that about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He doesn't just give us something that's good. He doesn't just give us something that might be just really special that He made or something of that nature. He gives us Himself. He gives us everything that's His. He gave us His very life. He's given us all things in Christ Jesus. And He's blessed us with that, brothers and sisters. And God quicken us and wake us up to who we are in Christ. I think about this glorious weekend that we had. And I'm so grateful to God. But truly that theme over and over and over is to wake up and to recognize who we are in Christ. And obviously in Ephesians, it's us in Christ. It is, brothers and sisters, from the very beginning, it's us in Christ. That's how God saw us. That's how God sees us, is in His Son, Christ Jesus. Praise His name. And in that, I tell you what, we do have peace. We do have rest. We do have great comfort. But you see, this helmet of salvation, which is the very mind of Christ, this helmet of salvation protects our thoughts. I love to have my thoughts protected, don't you? When I have that helmet on, when I take it, it's the good report. It's the lovely. It's the pure. It's the true. It's the things of benefit. It's the things of everlasting, brothers and sisters. I don't go dwelling on tomorrow. I don't go thinking about bitterness or fretful things. I'm so thankful that it is His mind. And in His mind, we forgive, precious hearts, and we forgive as He does. We don't even remember what it was. Amen. It's the truth. I'm so thankful. I want to see by God's grace here and now, forgetting those things which are behind. God, help me not to remember things in the past. Now, put in remembrance these things. But brothers and sisters, we're talking about, as we've been reminded so many times over the years, our failures and our trophies. Lay them down. Lay them down now. Let's enjoy what Christ is doing. Today is the day of salvation. See, that helmet's thinking of today, isn't it? Hallelujah. We're going to think about that salvation here in a minute and how wondrous it is. But you see, the helmet of salvation, it protects our thoughts. It captivates our minds. And it brings us into constant communication and harmony with the will of God. So often I hear, and I'm telling you, I do hear this often, well, the Lord said this unto me, or the Lord said that unto me. And all I can encourage us is to remember that He is the Word. This is what He has to say unto you. And if He's saying anything different unto you, He's not saying it. It's not His voice, brothers and sisters. And flee that. I don't care how good it feels. I don't care how right it seems. And I know sometimes, and I have been guilty of it as well, because you know what? We'll be led by something. And there's often times I tried to just pick one little thing out of the Word of God, completely out of context, but just because it sounded right for that time. And I said, see there, that's where I'm going. I'm right into the Word of God, rightfully dividing. brothers and sisters, may His grace just so anoint our lives to want to be in harmony with the will of God, the very perfect will of God. No, the complete and perfect will of God. No, all the perfect and complete will of God. Isn't that wonderful? Hallelujah, it's so wonderful. That's what He wants for us. That's what He sees for you. I want to see how He sees. I want to believe how He wants me to believe by the grace of God. And He's given me that life. He's given you that life with all the grace. Praise His name. To believe it. And that's what He wants for us. Now, this helmet is not only for protection, but it's also, if you think about it, it's a covering. And it's a wonderful covering that represents submission, brothers and sisters. It really does. I think of these dear sisters as I look out upon here, the head coverings on many. And I'm so grateful to God. I see again, now, not to get off into a lot of different things, but it's a type of the submission to Christ. It's a type of the surrendering to Jesus Christ. And we're so grateful to God. I know most of you that don't wear one, it's because you're afraid I'm going to call you to pray. But it just might do you good, but now I meddled, so we'll leave that alone. But this is not only a helmet for protection, it's also a helmet for the covering of submission. Now, this helmet of salvation always submits to the captain of our salvation. Isn't that wonderful? We have a captain of salvation. You know it. He's the leader. And I'm telling you, this helmet, when we take it and by His grace put it on, it shows the submission to the captain of our salvation. And a matter of fact, the helmet is the mind of the captain. In 1 Thessalonians 5:8, we've read this many different times. It says it right. Well, the Word of God always does. But it says, for an helmet, the hope of salvation. And that fifth chapter of 1 Thessalonians is such a good chapter. It's talking about people that wear that helmet. And the people that wear that helmet, brothers and sisters, are those who are of the day. Children of the light, it says. Let me tell you something. If you look up that word children, it doesn't mean infant. It means sons. And truly the mature sons of God are the children of the day. And the day is that day. And that day that they're looking for is the beginning of the day of the Lord. They're excited about it. Hallelujah. They're anticipating and expecting the thief that comes in the night. No wonder it's the armor of light, brothers and sisters. And that's exactly what we wear when we put on this wonderful armor. It is the armor of light. Praise God, to be ready for the coming of the Lord, an helmet, the hope of salvation. And as we said many times, brothers and sisters, this biblical hope that we have is not the hope that this world thinks of, which is an if. See, this big world's hope is, well, I hope it happens. That's an if. A hope in the Word of God is when. It's just anticipating when it's going to happen. These things shall come to pass. And praise be to God, when they start saying, where's your Jesus? He's been gone some time now. And I'm telling you, I'm hearing that more and more and more. And there's a form of godliness that denies the power thereof more and more and more. And then all of the other things. And it's all coming together, brothers and sisters. And there's never been a time like now to abound in the hope of the coming of the Lord. I'm so thankful of the simplicity of payday someday. And praise be to God, payday might just be tonight. Know it. It might be tonight. Hallelujah. Anticipating the hope of the coming of the Lord. And that's what this helmet does. Romans 15:13. Now the God of hope. See, we have a God of hope. And He is the God of hope. Fill you with all joy and peace in believing. That's what this helmet of hope does. You put that on. Hallelujah. And you get full and filled with all the joy and peace in believing the Lord. And that's the only joy and peace we ever have, is in believing the Lord. We might have moments that we think we've got it going on. But see, God is faithful. And He'll put a stop to that real quick. It was nothing but a puffy dream. Nothing but that cotton candy stuff. It's just gone. Didn't fill you up at all, did it? just rotted your teeth. That's about it. But I'll tell you, he's got something so good for us. Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing. And here's why. That ye may abound in hope. Oh my goodness. And that means super abound. There's not even a word in the English that can actually get this word in the Greek of how abounding upon super abounding and abounding we need to be in hope. We should be in hope. God wants us to be in hope because it's no if. My coming draweth nigh. Aren't you thankful that God has caused your heart to live for the coming of the Lord? Think about that, brothers and sisters. I'm looking out here at people that are in love with His appearing. In love with His appearing. Not with just going to heaven. I'm confident that we know that heaven is just where Jesus is. It is. It's just where He is. And hallelujah, I know that where two or three are gathered in His name, He's right here in the midst of us. And I'm already seated, and you are too, by God's grace. In the heavens with Christ. Good is there. Good is there. And praise the Lord. Someday, it's just the hope. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. That means hurry up. Let's go. Hallelujah. Let's go. Isn't that precious? That brother had that on his heart. We got to get through the 13th verse of the 15th chapter. Of Romans. Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing that ye may abound in hope. And here's how it happens. Through the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise God. There it is. The wondrous working power of the Holy Ghost. And I praise Him for the power of hope in this helmet, brothers and sisters, because this is the mind that abounds in the hope of the coming of the Lord. This is the mind that utters what we just said earlier. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. You think about that covering of power that we have. See, that's what that holy power, that Holy Spirit, it is. It's such a holy power, it is. But it just covers you. It's like that Holy Ghost anointing oil that they poured out, didn't they? Dripping from the beard. Hallelujah. And all of that. It is just a wonderful thing. And brothers and sisters, we have to understand that hope is the vision. Hope is the vision. If we don't have hope, brothers and sisters, as Christians, you'll live a defeated life. That's why they just get tossed by the wayside. That's why they don't run well. It's because they're not affixed on that vision, that mark for the prize, for the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. That's abounding in hope. Amen. And know He's got it there for you. See Him standing at that finish line. That's your joy. You understand that? Praise God. See, I'm not just running to go through a tape to get into heaven. I'm running to Jesus. Hallelujah. By His grace, He's drawing me. He's apprehended me. And now by grace, I just want to take it and apprehend Him. Hallelujah. That is it. Now, I've heard this helmet called many times the grace protector. And I love that. It's the grace protector. It's just there for us. The helmet of salvation of our souls. But again, if you think about these brothers and sisters at Ephesus, they were strong in faith, filled with the Holy Ghost, absolutely knowledgeable and believing that their standing in Christ is secure, absolutely firm in that. So in that, we know that this protector of salvation is greater than what most think. It's not just salvation from sin. See, from death to life. Praise God, we have that in salvation, don't we? From death to life. But it's not just that. It's not just salvation from the power of sin. Walk in the Spirit and you won't fulfill the lusts of the flesh. Praise God. Wondrous, isn't it? But oh my, there's coming a day, and I pray so very soon, brothers and sisters, this is salvation from even the presence of sin. This is the complete salvation that He's talking about. This goes back to loving His appearing. Praise be to God that when we see Him, we shall be like Him. Hallelujah. And that could come at any time. And yes, this is the helmet, this mind that rejoices that salvation out of here could yet be tonight. Amen? I love coming to church and thinking about that. how precious it would be at any time, but how precious it would be at this time. Here we are, we're just rejoicing in the Lord and, you know, singing a song or whatever it may be. And, well, faster than that. And face to face, one, hallelujah, in a way we've only by His Spirit, yea, the deep things have got into. But praise be to God, a glorious body like unto His own. Oh my goodness. To be able to worship and praise Him in that body. Oh, could it be today? Hallelujah. Now, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 9. See, we can't get out of that chapter, can you? For God hath not appointed us to wrath. See, He hasn't appointed us to wrath. And let's go back and think about, we were talking about that fifth chapter again. Who's that speaking of? The children of the day. That day, the children of the light. That are looking for that coming of the Lord. That aren't sleeping as the others. That aren't drunken in the night. But those that are expecting and longing and looking for that thief that could come at any time. And here's what He tells. For God hath not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ. Now this is Brother Paul speaking here. And he's including himself. Do you think about that? He said, for God hath not appointed us. And we need to be assured here, besides what the context is, that Brother Paul is not questioning whether or not God has appointed him to heaven. He knows. He's professed, praise God, I'm seated with Him right now. Hallelujah. I know that in spirit, praise God, I'm there. He's placed me there. But He's encouraging us that God has not appointed us to even one moment in to the tribulation. That shall come upon the world, all the world, to try them that dwell upon the earth. See, God doesn't want that for you. God that doesn't want that for any of His children. That's not His intent. His intent is that all men be saved and come to a full knowledge of the truth. The full knowledge of the truth, brothers and sisters, and nothing short thereof. And God, in this encouraging scripture here, as He was preaching to those wonderful ones through Paul, did God know, the Father, obviously, that Jesus wasn't going to come at that time? Sure He did. But He wanted to have them living, just as by His grace we're living today, expecting the Lord at any moment. Isn't that wonderful? That was Brother Paul. That was his life. That's why he could be in a prison. By God's grace, and write the joy book of the Bible. He was still expecting the Lord to come. I'm confident by His grace, as He was whistling, as they were ready to take His life. You still could yet come now, Lord Jesus. Amen. I've told you that testimony, and I pray by the grace of God, I say it, until I see Jesus. The second to the last time I saw dear Brother Hill. And it was about a week before the Lord took him home. And there I came to see him. And my aunt said, well, he's back in the bedroom, so go see him. And I went back there, and right when I turned the corner from the kitchen to look in that hall, there he was sitting down in the hall, his back against the wall. And my heart just broke because I could see how weakened and little and all of these things that was going on. And you just couldn't help but cry. And just to look down and to see, oh, Papa, what are you doing down? I got helping him up, and all he could look at me and say was, son, do you think he could come today? Bonk. And it was so real. Hallelujah. What a great cloud of witness. What testimony. What treasure in earthen vessels. And hallelujah, that's what we have. Praise God for the faith of our fathers. And we're so grateful to God for the different fathers that He's put in our lives. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now, we know that in this, that His intention, brothers and sisters, is for us to meet Him in the air. An out resurrection for us, brothers and sisters. This is the mind that is stayed upon loving His appearing. The out resurrection, being kept from the hour of temptation. This is a mind that is stayed upon Him, and it's the mind that is readied for the first trumpet flight out of here. Praise the Lord. And I'll tell you, he's having us living in a day. I don't think there's many that want to stay around anyways. Amen. Amen. Now, I do not want to depart by God's grace one moment sooner than when he's finished. And I'm talking about finished with a readied wife. See, we don't want to just get too excited. We're still gasping breath here or taking breath, however we're doing breath. By his grace, he's still finishing that good work. He's still writing that wonderful faith in our lives, brothers and sisters. And I'm grateful to God as that is truly the encouragement that he puts on my heart every morning, thinking, okay, I've opened my eyes. I know I'm not in heaven yet. I got the ceiling up here. You know, I'm sure that we won't be confined with ceilings. Maybe there'll be something different, but I know what my ceiling looks like. How's that? But yet, so quickly he comes in. Another day of glory, son. From glory to glory. Another day of glory, son. Might be just a little grain. Maybe didn't even see it that day that I was there, you know. But I'm confident in him. And then there's those times that he gives you those days. And I'm talking about a good, juicy trial. That you know there is no way that your feet could have ever even hit the floor out of that bed without the glory of the Lord encouraging you. Praise his name. Now, in that, brothers and sisters, we do say thanks be to God. And what a special and wondrous salvation that we have been invited into. I want you to turn with me to 1 Peter chapter 1. And how glorious this salvation, the salvation that God is offering us today. How precious this is. And think about what we're going to read here as we read it. In 1 Peter, the first epistle, chapter 1. We'll begin reading from verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope. Well, we're reading about that hope a lot, aren't we? Huh? By the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. See, when that happened, boy, you talk about when, Lord, when? To an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled and that fades not away, reserved in heaven for you who are kept by the power of God. See, isn't that wonderful? See, you're not kept by yourself. You're not kept by any of that. Thanks be to God. We'd fail in a heartbeat. We do fail in a heartbeat. But he sustains us. But who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. Wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations. That the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perishes, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Christ. Oh, there's a lot to benefit and gain from, isn't there? Whom having not seen ye love, in whom though now ye see him not, yet believing ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. Well, I tell you, he took us through some mighty trial there, didn't he? But look what the Spirit does and look what that wonderful believing, hallelujah, the rejoicing and joy unspeakable. Receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls, of which salvation, now listen to this now, the prophets have inquired and searched diligently, talking about your salvation, who prophesied of the grace that should come unto you, searching what or what manner of time the Spirit of Christ, which was in them, did signify, when it testified beforehand the sufferings of Christ and the glory that should follow. Now here it is, those wonderful prophets unto whom it was revealed that not unto themselves, but unto us they did minister these things, which are now reported unto you by them that have preached the gospel unto you with the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven, which things the angels desire to look into. Wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind. See, be sober. Here's the helmet of salvation. And hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Now, I don't think we appreciate this salvation enough. Oh, hallelujah, Lord. How complete and full and wondrous it is. 2 Timothy 3:15 tells us that the Holy Scriptures are what make us wise unto this salvation. And you know what it is? It's by faith. See, we can read these things, brothers and sisters, but it's not going to work effectually in us unless we believe it. Believe it for me. Believe it for you. I'll share with you just briefly. I appreciated a brother rejoicing in what God has given us. The encouragement in the love and grace of God that He has brought to us. And he was commenting in the past, you know, 3, 4, 5 years, brothers and sisters, we're increasing at an increasing rate. God truly did bring a double portion to us. We needed it desperately. God knew it. And all we could think about, and as that brother was mentioning that to me, was Brother Hill, as he would stand. And sometimes he would even stop and he'd look out at us. And you could see that there was a broken heart. And brothers and sisters, in some respects, I don't know, maybe I'm just speaking of myself. There were wonderful things I saw, I rejoiced in all. But I felt in my heart that he was there and I wasn't there yet. You know what I'm saying? I could see the, not a frustration, but a longing for me. Amen. Longing for me. Amen. Come. Walk all the way through the land. That's right. Brothers and sisters, what God has done is I believe He's allowed us to take the invitation in. Amen. That's the joy unspeakable and full of glory. That's the great grace that God has given us. And I pray we don't take it for granted. And I pray that we know that it is His grace. I pray that we know that, praise be to God, His coming draweth nigh. I've seen it all, hallelujah, just laid out for us. As a brother said about our dear pastor, Brother Hill, that he was the one that God used to go in there and clear that land and rid those stumps. And how strong in the Lord and the power of His might. And sometimes, you know, you'd take it as he was just kind of maybe mean-spirited or ornery or something of that nature, and it was never that. God had to have that man for that day. And that's who He used. So that we might walk all the way throughout the land. In some respects, the only thing I regret is I didn't know how much I could have told him I appreciated him, even though I told him I appreciated him so much. But more importantly than that, only Christ Jesus could anyways. Praise be to God. And not magnifying a person. I hope you know understand that. That's just Christ in me, Christ in him, and Christ in you. Praise be to God. But it's wonderful to rejoice for willing vessels. That's all I can say. I rejoice for you that you come to a Bible study. I'm thankful to God that truly, I know that God is encouraging our lives, brothers and sisters. This is where we need to be. We need to be in fellowship in the Word of God and with one another as much as we can. And that's the truth. Get in it. Get with it. And I'm thankful to God that He's encouraging hearts to be that way. Hallelujah. And it's evident and it's a wonderful testimony of the ones that come to see us. So, as we say thank you, Jesus, for this wonderful helmet, these scriptures, that's just what the helmet is. It's the helmet of hope. This is the mind that chooses in Christ, I can. See, I love to have that helmet. Don't you? I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. That's what that helmet does. It's a helmet of I can. Not positive thinking, it's His mind. It's knowing who He is. Sunday, I'll tell you, if the Lord tarry, pray for me, because there is something, I believe, so marvelously wonderful that God is really dealing with my heart about. Nothing new in truth, but just the expansion of the truth. How wondrously deep it is. And praise God, maybe just another little layer. But one little layer for me, I'll tell you. I'm abounding. Hallelujah. But again, that all things are working together for my good, that He'll perfect that which concerns me. That's this helmet I put on, that He is for me, that He's not going to withhold anything good from my life because He just loves me. That's it. He just loves me and He adores me. Praise the Lord, brothers and sisters. To know, really know. It had nothing to do with me. But praise God, that life that He gave me, He's allowed us to enter in to that oneness, His life. I'm understanding that more and more, praise His name. He has given us that. And then the power of His might to believe, to have that most holy faith. That's power. That's power. And I'll give you a little hint. And greater things than I did, ye shall do. We got His life, why not? Think about it. He got His life. Now, He's very God of very God. I know that very well. But He gave us His life. Okay, I can't go there. Want to, but we're going to constrain that for Sunday. Now, brothers and sisters, to apprehend this wonderful truth, and that's part of it. Two things are vital, and that's truth and love. We must know the truth. That's why it's so important how He's brought us through this book of Ephesians, to understand the provision and the plan and the purpose and the power. See, oftentimes we want to skip all the way through that and try to figure out, well, how am I going to put this armor on? Well, you could see that you wouldn't, first of all, even take it, but you could see that little kid that's got the helmet on backwards and the breastplate on his thigh and all these types of things, but you would never even take it. And that's the truth. We need to know the Word of God. We need to, by His grace, rightfully divide the truth. We need to understand and be humbled that, you know, Lord, we have teachers and we have preachers. And God has divinely appointed those vessels for us to learn. And to submit under the hand of God. And to trust Him. That knowing that He never leaves us nor forsakes us. Amen. And in a way, it's what an understatement. Our Lord is so humble to say, I never leave you nor forsake you. Though I'm with thee always. Always. To the ends of the earth. I make my bed in hell and He's with me. I think we had a brother that talked about that hell in the belly of a fish. But all I can encourage in that story, just get to Nineveh. Quit goofing around, by God's grace. He'll teach you a lot of things in that belly, don't get me wrong. But the thing I love the most, praise God for that perfect will. Lord, let me apprehend the grace to go to Nineveh. Hallelujah. All right. Now, we must know the truth. The Word must be revealed to us. There must be a desire, brothers and sisters, to study, to show thyself approved unto God. Now, I know for much of my life, there were times that I did want to study more, but I didn't feel like it. Now, I know you never felt like that. Boy, the honesty sometimes. Heads turning. Did I just hear that? No, it's true. You didn't understand what I'm saying. Or you did. You read it and you went through it. And then you wondered what you just read. Come on now. Amen? Amen. Let's go back and remember. God just is encouraged. And all He wants you to do is show up. Do you know that that's the trying of your faith as well too? Sometimes when you pick up the Word of God and you've read something and honestly you don't feel anything. Come on. Is Jesus still real? Is His Word still true? Is that grace still encouraging your heart, Lord? It doesn't matter. It's by faith. It's by faith. You're not always going to be singing on a mountaintop. But I'm assured one thing. He'll even have you singing in the belly of a fish. And He will. He knows what we need, brothers and sisters, doesn't He? He's going to send those things that truly, if we'll really receive them, it'll humble us in the way. It'll bring that sweet humility to our lives to know that, Lord, I just need to decrease more so that You can increase in my life. But here it is. It's wonderful. The grace is there all the time. We know that the Word of God tells us that he that wills to know will know. And brothers and sisters, it's in that knowledge that we know it's love, don't we? See, this is His desire. He puts that desire in our hearts. He's the one that's patient and encouraging to our hearts. He's the one that'll bring us into this fellowship. God just said, He said, you know, I appreciate you, son, and all of these things, but it's by my Spirit, saith the Lord. I appreciate that little cartoon that they had out there, drawing, maybe not a cartoon, where that man, all he did was every day was get out and push that big old rock. Remember that? You've probably seen that. And he pushed that big old rock every single day. And everybody thought he was a nut pushing that rock every day. But see, God told him to go push on the rock every day. But the rock never moved. Rock always stayed the same. It never looked like his life was doing anything. But he did receive the will of God that said, go out and do that every day. Amen. And if you see that into that story, that puny man grew into this beautiful, perfect specimen. Perfect symmetry. Perfectly developed. Just fine. See, it's Christ in me. He's not worried about these things out here. Uh-uh. He's worried about what's going on in here. This is what He's concerned with. Huh? But see, we're kind of the other way, aren't we? See, God looks upon the heart of man, doesn't He? He looks in the heart. Not upon the accomplishments or all the accolades or how many people cheer for you and you go around the corner. Huh? What do you think of that? You know, God might have a very big, deep belly of a fish for you. You may have desired maybe to get to Nineveh. And I understand that. I'm starting to understand that more and more. Lord, I did desire that. I really did. But you know, you allowed something different to make it a sweeter way that I was going to get there. Do you trust Him? Do you believe Romans 8:28 for you? Put on the helmet. Take it of salvation. You'll never be defeated with it. You'll have a vision, a perfect vision of abounding in hope. Hallelujah. But here we go, as we said about the truth in love. See, they're an inseparable two, brothers and sisters, truth and love. The truth is mine because of His love for me, and the truth is love. And that's what keeps our minds. That's what brings rest. That's what steadies us. His undying, unending, undeserved love for us. And that's only the beginning of it, because it goes far beyond that. Do you realize that His desire for us is to attain to His readied wife? That's His desire for you. That's His desire for me. And it's a love so great, as He tells us, of that of a king sharing equally with His glory, the queen. And that's the covering here, brothers and sisters, is the helmet of love. It's truly a veil, if you think about it as well. It's a covering, hallelujah, that she puts on as she lights off the camel. This is a helmet that signifies that I am only for Him. My vision, my visage, my countenance is all for Him. She's a chaste virgin to Christ. It's wonderful. She's shut up to Jesus and Him alone. Others may think lots of different things. It's not that she's trying to get in a fight or a dispute. But her cares are upon Him. Her mind is stayed upon Him. She's not distracted. It's upon Him. She's humbled at His very presence. The reverence is so complete, she realizes that He is her only strength. She stands in awe and in submission. she becomes the greatest warrior. And her helmet is the beacon of salvation. Do you know saints like that? I do. It's a testimony to watch the glory of God. It is. It's not of us, brothers and sisters. It's grace. It's just the grace of God. And what a testimony the grace of God is. The helmet of hope is undeterred optimism. There are no doldrums when the helmet is taken and worn. Its protection is for sure. If he be for me, who could be against me? That I am the apple of his eye. That I am always wanted. That I am accepted. That I am even highly favored. Let this mind be in you, son, and come boldly to me. I won't keep you long. I'll skip a little bit of it here. Maybe get to it another time. But finally, brothers and sisters, this helmet is a crown. Not a crown, but the crown. It is. It's a crown. The greatest hope of all. As Brother Paul said, there is therefore laid up for me a crown of righteousness. The exalted rank of righteousness. And see, the only righteousness is Jesus Christ. So it is an exalted rank of Christ in me, the hope of glory, isn't it? Hallelujah. They're all stars, but one star does differ from another in glory. We know it. And the crown of righteousness, the Word of God says, to be held fast. Cherished so far beyond anything, it truly is the wedding band. She's crowned with Him. She is royalty with Him. She is His readied wife. By faith, her heart is affixed only on the mark for the prize. Her life is lived, if by any means, that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. So I ask you in closing, brothers and sisters, do we want to take the helmet of salvation? I see a lot of helmets out there tonight. All by grace. Praise be to God. Not just identifying. It's His mind. The captain of our salvation. Hallelujah. We're warring. Hallelujah. Fighting the good fight of faith. Hallelujah. It's awesome. Rise up. Arise. Yeah, we're in the heat of it right now. But praise be to God to truly smile. Really, you can. You can be glad. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. That's mounting up. That is mounting up. And praise the Lord, the helmet often spoke of those that were riding upon the horses as well too. And praise the Lord. I'll tell you what. That cherubim was riding on something. It was a horse of glory. So I pray that this has encouraged your heart. He's for us. He is so for us. And He will, by His grace, if we'll just allow Him to. We don't need to fight it. We don't need to stress. In Him is the victory. Praise the Lord. Let's stand and be dismissed.